With Blood and Iron by Douglas Riemann.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Author's Note, written in 1964. Nearly 30 years have passed since the Battle of the Atlantic reached its peak and began to swing in favour of Britain and her allies. It was a battle which started within minutes of the outbreak of war and continued to the final shot. It gathered momentum, so that both sides were lost in such a wave of desperate ferocity that the hard-won rules of combat were thrown aside. At the turning point of that battle, when the new weapons of radar and improved escort vessels were beginning to take effect, the cost was already too high. Thousands of Allied seamen, hundreds of ships and their desperately needed cargoes, littered the bottom of the greedy Atlantic. We who took part in that battle hardly thought of the enemy as something human, as flesh and blood. We feared him because he was invisible, yet ever present. And out of that fear grew hatred and the power to hit back with ruthless determination. Now that time and understanding have soothed, if not completely healed, some of those memories, I have tried to see that same war as it was experienced by the men we fought for so long, the crews of the U-boat service. From first to last, they never faltered.